Hi everyone, this is Gia Santoro and Dr. Jason DeViva from the VA Connecticut Healthcare System, two of the authors of the poster titled Differences in Sleep Between Veterans with PTSD and Other Mental Health Conditions Among Consecutive Referrals for Polysomnograms to a Veterans Affairs Sleep Clinic. Our third author, Dr. Alyssa McCarthy from the National Center for PTSD, was not able to be here for this recording. This study compared the demographic characteristics and sleep study results of veterans with PTSD to veterans with other mental health conditions and veterans with no mental health conditions. We decided to do this study because as providers in a PTSD clinic who are also trained CBT for insomnia providers, we're keenly aware of the complex relationship between trauma and sleep and also the high rate of sleep apnea in veterans with PTSD. We wanted to look at how often PTSD occurred in referrals to a sleep clinic, how the sleep of veterans with PTSD differed from the sleep of other veterans, and whether hypertension or body weight were different in veterans with PTSD who are diagnosed with sleep apnea.
We looked at consecutive referrals to a VA sleep clinic for overnight polysomnograms to get the most naturalistic sample we could. We reviewed medical records to record demographic characteristics, other diagnoses, medications, and sleep study results. Hypertension and body mass index have been suggested as possible reasons individuals with PTSD are more likely to have sleep apnea. So we hypothesized that veterans with PTSD and sleep apnea would have higher levels of both.
We found that among 200 cases receiving in-lab polysomnograms over a seven-month period, there were about 30% with no mental health diagnosis, about 30% with PTSD, and about 40% with other mental health diagnoses. Sleep apnea was diagnosed in around 50% of cases. The rates of sleep apnea diagnosis did not differ by mental health diagnosis. PTSD cases did not differ from the other two groups on any sleep variable. Cases with no mental health diagnosis had significantly less sleep, significantly lower stage N2 sleep percentage, and significantly higher mean average apnea hypopnea index than cases with other mental health diagnoses. Cases with no mental health diagnosis were prescribed psychiatric medications at a significantly lower rate than PTSD and other mental health cases, while rates of prescription of medications for medical conditions did not differ among the groups. Overall, these results indicate that PTSD and other mental health concerns are common in veterans referred for sleep studies. About 70% of veterans referred for sleep studies had at least one comorbid mental health diagnosis.
So our hypotheses were not supported. The three groups did not differ in body mass index or rate of hypertension, suggesting that these variables may not be related to the higher prevalence of sleep apnea in individuals diagnosed with PTSD. These results may indicate that anatomical factors like upper airway and craniofacial structure and musculature account for much more variance in airway collapsibility than factors related to mental health. Our results suggest that veterans with PTSD receiving in-lab polysomnograms in a VA sleep clinic do not have more severe sleep disruption or more severe sleep breathing problems than veterans with other mental health diagnoses or no mental health diagnoses. We look forward to seeking ways that we as mental health providers can collaborate with sleep clinics to improve outcomes for veterans with PTSD and sleep apnea.